the, without the baggage and the knee injury, is Mettenberger a first and second round pick?
You know, it's more of the round. It's the kind of player he is, okay? He's got excellent height, excellent arm strength. He's played at a high-level competition in the SEC. He's got the ability to compete in the NFL for a spot, okay? Whether that's a starting spot, a backup spot, he'll determine that when he gets here.
You got surprised he lasted as long as he did, and I guess you were pretty aggressive to go get him once he did. What was the buzz inside the room as you got closer to that decision?
Well, we considered him earlier, but when it got to the sixth round, we felt at that point, especially after a couple of the other quarterbacks had gone, that, you know, we had to make a move to get him. We'd heard that there were other teams that were trying to move up to get him, so at that point we felt like it was a low-risk, high-reward type of situation.
Was it a case of he was one of the last ones on the board at that point, or was he a guy that you were sort of keeping a close eye on throughout the—
Well, I know John McNulty had been up there a couple of times because John went in there and worked him out a little over a week ago, spent a lot of time with him, and he felt very strongly based off of information that he got back, you know, just from meeting with him. John Salgi spent a lot of time with him, knew a lot about him. So we felt good about him as a player. You know, we were looking for the right opportunity. So what really didn't matter about where he was in that progression. The only reason I made that reference about the quarterbacks was because of what happened with the running backs. You know, it seemed like when one went, the whole group of them went. So that's what scares me.
John, you spent some time with him, and we have a lot of questions about his character, some off-field stuff. What kind of impressions of him being around him as a person and then as a quarterback?
Yeah, that's not the sense you get when you meet him. And you guys just spoke to him. Maybe you haven't yet, but when you do get a chance to sit down and really get to know the guy, I think you'd be surprised. You know, based on, you hear certain things and you read certain things on the internet about a guy, you have some preconceived notions, but Zach's actually a great guy to talk to. He's a down-to-earth guy. He's a fun guy. He's an intelligent guy. So I was impressed with him that way.
How much did he gain last year playing under Cam Cameron in a different, you know, sort of maybe a more NFL-style approach?
Absolutely. He thrived under it. He thrived under it. You know, he's got the mind to be a multiple progression quarterback. He can take snaps from center. He can do the play action, the rollouts. I was very impressed with his progression from when you look at the player and how he played in 2012 versus this past year, you see him ascending into that last year. And that's important for us as evaluators. We want to see a player ascend into their final year and throughout that year. So, I mean, we were thrilled with the way he's come. And obviously there's still some improvement he can achieve at our level, and we think he's got high upside to do that.
How ready, Ken, do you think he is? And is he going to be a contender right out of the gate at that position?
You know, it's hard until you get your hands on him and put them in our system to actually evaluate that. I think playing in the SEC against some great talent, good defenses, you know, you get a real sense of where he is physically. But John spent a lot of time, like I said, with him mentally. He feels good about that. But, you know, we've got to see how he progresses learning it. And it's up to him where it goes from there.
He said he's 100%, but he's only 4 months removed from an ACL tear. That's probably fast time to heal. What's your expectation for when he can maybe forego?
Well, he worked out at his pro day and did well. He worked out for John when John went in there. I think that, you know, that's obviously something we have to check out when he comes in here for sure, but we don't anticipate that he will be limited in what he can do.
Ken, how does he compare?
I don't know the exact timing of that, but, you know, he's very close to being able to go. I mean, I don't want to speak until Todd gets him in here and checks him out to make sure. But I know when we did our final reports medically for the combine, they were very good about where his knee was.
Ken, how does he compare to some of the quarterbacks you've had success with tool-wise in the past, like Roethlisberger and Warner and Rivers? He seems to have the same big arm, you know, pocket passer type of makeup.
All those guys are different. We'll get a chance to see what he can do. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is just competing for an opportunity. That's what he's got to come in here with, that attitude, and just in talking with him, I feel like that's what he'll do.
Is it still a little bit difficult, and I
Well, I think you just base it off of what you know, and then you got to look at where you got him. Like I said, I think it's a low risk, high reward pick. That's part of this process, and we feel very good about it.
Ken, do you think potentially you might have gotten one of the steals of the draft here?
I hope so. You know, we feel good about our draft to this point. You know, we still got a little bit of time left to go, and who knows what can happen there, but you always feel that way. You know, it's really going to – you're excited to get to make these picks, put a lot of work in it. These guys, Blake, John, the whole group has put a tremendous amount of work, coaches involved with getting to this point, and we're excited. It's a good feeling in the draft room when you get a chance to make these picks. Now, you know, we get a chance to get on the field and see what they can do. So, yeah, we're really excited about it.
You said about the value of competition. You want Jake to feel uncomfortable about his long-term situation with this team right now?
Well, you know, I can't speak to the long-term situation about Jake. That's something that'll play itself out based on how everybody plays. Every player in the NFL is based on what he does now. Doesn't matter what he's done in the past or what you think he can do in the future. That's why you, what do they say? That's why you play the games? I heard that somewhere before. But you know, we feel good about Jake. That doesn't change our opinion on Jake. We're trying to make our football team better.
What do you know about the, I guess your sample has got so much attention from the combine, whether it's a positive test or deleted, what does all that mean? I mean, what do you know about that, and how much of a concern was that for you guys?
You know, that's part of the NFL policy. That's not something really we can comment on. I guess they should say that's not my area. So, you know, I feel good about where he is as a player, and we're excited to get him in here and see where he is physically and what he can do.
But he's not coming in already in the program or anything.
I don't know, Jim. I don't know. Once again, I would, if I tried to speak on that, I wouldn't know. It's not an area that I feel like I can talk about.
He goes in the sixth round. What's his value? Where was he on your board? Is he maybe not a sixth round pick and happen to fall to you there? Where was he on your draft board? What round?
Well, you know, we grade our players not necessarily based on round. I think that once you put the final grade on them, you get a sense of where they'll go round wise. But, you know, he was a higher graded player on our board than what you would anticipate in the sixth round. That's part of what led to being so excited about getting in there.
There's one very famous sixth round pick that took off, but outside of that, low round quarterbacks don't have a history of panning out in the league. Does that factor in as you guys decide whether to spend your pick or not?
I think you evaluate the player and where you are as a team and how he fits with your team. I don't think that statistically, just because that's the case, doesn't mean it's any more predisposed to determine the outcome of this particular player.
Like as far as arm strength is concerned and then ability to make NFL throws, where does that rank with any of the quarterbacks in this draft?
He would rank in the upper third of all the quarterbacks with the arm strength, no question about it. That's one of his best attributes. He's got great size, and he's strong in the pocket, and he's got a strong arm, so he can make all the NFL throws with his arm.
Zach said one of his strengths he felt was taking control of the line of scrimmage. How do you measure that when it's not necessarily something that would show up on film? Is it, how do you grade on that?
Well, that's something when you go into a school and you talk to the coaching staff and you find out what he can handle mentally. What do they put on him? What do they allow him to do at the line of scrimmage? And, you know, with a NFL offensive coordinator they had this year, you know, they put a little bit more on him. So that was something he was able to handle.
What did you guys think of this quarterbacks group as a whole? I mean, there's been a lot of news regarding sort of the group today. Is this a good quarterback group? Is it just loaded with maybe more projects than usual lately?
You know, I think overall it was a solid group of quarterbacks. I think every quarterback brought something a little bit different to the table. You could take an athletic quarterback, you could take a move guy in the pocket, or you could take a more of a pocket-type passer. I think there were a number of different type of quarterbacks this year. So, and that'll play itself out this year, you know, whether it's the sixth-round pick, the 2 fifth-round picks, or some of the upper-level choices.
And Zach pled guilty to 2 counts of sexual battery. Taylor was obviously in a high-profile accusation that he threatened to rape. Your thoughts on what women and people will be thinking, seeing these two things that you guys brought into the fold with that?
Well, I think, you know, people, are put in situations or faced with things in their life that happen. All of us do that. I know my children have been in situations like that, and you know, there's a lot of work that's put in. I shouldn't say situations like that. I'm not comparing that to Zach's situation. I'm just saying, you know, you put a lot of work into those areas, and you have to feel comfortable with them. And, you know, I think the way Zach handles himself when he comes here will determine how people feel about him on and off the field. I think it's important that he represents the Titans the right way. And, you know, that's important to us.
You pick at Edgar Williamson, I guess, in the fifth round. Describe him as a player, and how does he fit in the defensive scheme?
Well, he's an inside guy that we think that can play multiple downs, that has a little bit of flexibility positionally, and can play both as far as the inside positions. And we felt like he was a good football player.
Late, yeah. Just looked like his numbers. Avery Williamson, kind of a tackling machine. Is that the kind of guy you were looking for, or would switch to a different defense as well?
I think we're always looking for a player like Avery. He's got great intangibles. He's a leadership type player. He's been a special teams type player. He's an inside backer. Like Coach said, he could probably play multiple positions as well as special teams. I mean, this is a kid that's been productive on a high level of football versus very good competition. He played injured a little bit this year and played through it and was very tough. And, you know, this is a kid that's got a lot going for him.
Ken, you got a lineman, a linebacker, a DB. You feel comfortable you've got as much help for the defense as you wanted out of this draft now?
Well, we said coming into this draft we felt good about our football team, and that we were looking for opportunities. And I think we tried to stay true to that with this process. You know, we were looking at the players that could best help us, and, you know, we feel very good about the guys we got in the draft.
What's the schedule, other than Bishop, who I know has got some school issues, what's the schedule for these guys? What are they allowed to do? I know Zach, he's coming here tomorrow. How long do they stay when they come back? And you kind of walk us through what's next for all these draft picks?
They're coming in tomorrow. Monday they will have a morning orientation, essentially, you know, understanding a lot of things they have to do, getting a physical, getting checked. And then Monday afternoon they'll get indoctrinated into the Steve Watterson lifting program. And essentially what they'll do is they'll spend, in the mornings we'll have things for them to do. Part of it will be meeting with coaches. Part of it will be meeting with our player programs people, just kind of getting them a kickstart or a jump start on that part of it, and in the afternoon they'll be with Steve. So they'll get a little bit of football, a little bit of life skills, and then afternoon lifting with Steve. We'll have mini camp next weekend, rookie mini camp the next weekend, and then the following Monday, a week from this Monday, then they'll go into the groups with our veterans and work with them. So then they'll be into phase two with our veteran players in the mornings, and in the afternoon their life skills program will continue that way. So we wanted to give them a week to get in here and kind of get oriented with Coach Watterson and his program, get them caught up, see where they are physically. A lot of these guys have been training for the combine, training for their workouts, and which is different from what our players maybe have been doing in here for the last couple of weeks. So you don't want to throw them in there with them right away. So Steve will get them, try to get a base with them this week, and then next week, a week from now, after the mini camp, then you know, we'll be together for one last week of phase two, and then we'll go into the OTAs.
And play on Friday, Saturday deal?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah.
Okay.
Two Friday, two Saturday, and one Sunday.
Blake, about how many undrafteds now do you guys have to add to have a roster the way you want it? And then I'm assuming that a kicker will be a priority among the undrafteds.
You know, right now we're probably kicking around a number of 12 or 13 undrafted free agents. We'll work on that after the draft's over, after everybody's been selected, so probably about 12 or 13.
Blake, I know for a lot of teams now, a player's interactions with his teammate is a crucial scouting area. Talk a little bit about Zach in that respect. When you talk to folks at LSU, how did you get on with his players, fellow players, with his coach and stuff like that?
Very good, actually. You know, that was one of something we liked about Zach. He, with the two NFL caliber wide receivers, the NFL caliber running back they have a lot of good players there. He fit right in. You know, he fit right in as a student athlete, but as a person, as a worker, you know, as someone who, as a quarterback, you have to kind of rally around, and players did. I think you can see it You know, if you look at the video of his knee injury, you know, players really came around him at that time and felt for him when he had that knee injury. That's something that says a lot about a player.
The players also admire the fact it seems like he hung in a long time, often taking huge hits while making passes. Did his teammates admire him for that?
That goes a long way. You know, you look at the Alabama game, tough. He's trying to drive that team down for a score. He's taking hits, but he's delivering throws down the field. Did that in a number of games in his career. So, yeah, that adds to his pluses.
Ken, how much do you like getting a quarterback right out of college, sort of a fresh sheet, if you will, in developing for the NFL from here?
As opposed to?
Well, as opposed to, you know, getting a free agent, or, you know, here you've inherited a couple of people who've worked with others in the NFL already.
You know what? I enjoy working with quarterbacks. They're all different. I've been very lucky to work with some outstanding quarterbacks, and you know, I each one of them's different. There's no real. I don't really look at it that way. I'm excited to work with Zach. I'm excited to work with Jake. Obviously, with Charlie and even Tyler. You know, our four that we've got on the team right now, all different, came different ways, but excited to work with all of them.
How should a guy like Jake respond when a guy comes in the building? He obviously has been 3 years. You kind of said he's a guy moving forward. He's just putting a little additional pressure on him. Should put a little additional pressure on him.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have spent more time with Jake probably over the years than I have. You could have a better sense of that. I don't think Jake's a competitor. He's been working very hard. I've been very pleased with what he's done. So, listen, the NFL is about competition and about playing the best players. I think everybody's aware of that. So, and to me, I certainly don't see Jake as a guy that would shy away from that.
That job is open.
What job?
The starting quarterback job.
I thought we've said Jake. Is that different than what we've said with Jake being the guy?
Looking for it. Is that different? Is the job being open different than saying Jake is the guy?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, did we not say Jake was the guy coming in? Yeah.
He remains the guy?
Why would that change, Paul?
Well, you brought somebody new in that could potentially threaten the starting job.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's Jake's still the guy. I don't, you know, we brought six guys in right now. And they're not all immediately starters.
His job, no one said his job to lose. I mean, so somebody had to feed him out or do something extraordinary to unsee him.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I would think that's fair to say about all of our players. You know, we're looking for the best team, the best group of players, and this is a competitive sport. I have a lot of respect for the guys that have done it in this league, that have played. And, you know, I'm excited about seeing where we are as a football team when we actually can get in and really start competing in preseason games and some of the OTAs and training camp. That's what this is all about.
Thank you.